The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome to another beautiful summer morning in Minnesota. I'm Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Well, good morning.
Everybody survived the big holiday weekend, I take it.
I am still tired. We had so much fun. I know when we talked last week, I was just getting ready to kick everything off. Well, we actually had some people there on Friday even. But between Friday noon, then we all went down to the ABBA, whatever you call it, ABBA tribute band, and we dressed up in costumes. We had fun. So we ate down there to support the Lions Club, and we had the walking tacos, so I didn't have to do dinner. And then Saturday morning, a bunch of people slept over. So Saturday morning, I had made an egg bake Friday night, so I just put that in the oven and some really, really good caramel rolls. I'll have to tell you about those. Anyway, so everybody had breakfast. The guys took off for golf super early. I think they had 8 o'clock tea time, and then it was a lazy day in the pool. We had 56 people for lunch. So we did burgers and tacos. It was later. It was like 2 o'clock after the guys got back from golfing. And we had burgers and brats and hot dogs, typical 4th of July food, and 3 6-foot tables full of salads and desserts, and ate way too much.
What a bash. Yeah,
weather, you know, was talking about all the rain that was supposed to happen, and we got so lucky.
Yes.
It was done in the nick of time, right? So it all worked out.
And the storms held off until that night.
After the fireworks, literally after the fireworks, it started to rain. So we were so lucky.
Yeah, they tried to sneak them in here, and it didn't work out so well.
Yeah. Well, we had a beautiful display in Wabasha. So, yeah, it was great, and I just jumped right back into a busy day starting on Monday and had a few busy days. And yesterday, Scott and I snuck away for a Twins game, which – was beautiful weather, but not a beautiful game.
I know. They should have been.
Or Thursday, I guess. So anyway, it has been a week. And I can tell each year I'm getting a little older because it takes me a little longer to bounce back from the 4th of July party. But it's good.
Yep. We're all in that boat. Well, yeah. You and I are in that
You boat. And I are, for sure. We are.
And almost everybody else I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. Well, it's early in the month, and that usually coincides with some new data regarding the market. Do you have?
I do. I have our latest Rochester market report, which our marketing guy, Brian Ness, does such a good job of putting together. So he pulls all the statistics together in a report that we can print out and share with our clients, and it just spells things out. But I like to, you know, talk about it so that everybody can hear. So right now, currently, there are 237 sales pending in the market overall, and that's leaving 458 listings still for sale. Now, hear me, that's 458 that are still available plus 237, so we're talking about 700 houses. When's the last time that number has been that high?
It's been a long time.
Yes.
So, years.
So now the resulting pending ratio is 34%. So you take that 237 that are pending and divide it by the total of 695. And what does it tell us? It says that's 34%. So 50% is a balanced market, right? 50% makes it just as favorable for buyers as it does for sellers. Now, because it's low, that indicates that it's probably worse for sellers and better for buyers.
Sure.
So there are plenty of options to choose from. So read between the lines. When there are plenty of options for buyers to choose from, that's when it is super important to make sure, A, we price your house right. B, you do all the things that need to be done to sell your house. In other words, if your agent shows up and says, guys, this 25-year-old furnace is going to scare people. I think you should get it replaced before we hit the market. Or this 25-year-old roof is looking pretty bad. I think you should get it replaced before we hit the market.
Okay.
Or the dirty carpet. I mean, these are things that buyers are going to say, geez, I like that house a lot, but I'm going to have to deal with the roof. And this other house, I maybe don't like it as much, But the roof is 2 years old. The furnace is 2 years old. You know, the big ticket items have been taken care of. So I will take that over knowing that I'm going to have to be spending more money.
Yeah. And the unfortunate part about that is you probably should have taken care of the roof and the furnace earlier anyway.
And people just don't. You know, sometimes people don't even, they just lose track. Like I'll say to people, they say, oh, we have a new roof. And I say, oh, great. When did you have it put on? Oh, I think it's been 3 years now. I say, okay. And then they say, oh, wait, I got the paperwork. Let me go look. Oh, geez, it's been 11 years already. You know, like they literally felt like in their mind they had just replaced the roof.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's easy to let these things go without even realizing it. And before you know it, you're like, dang, now we have everything's going to collapse at once. We're going to need a new roof, a new furnace, a new water heater. And those are all big ticket items. So if you're thinking right now, you know, we're going to be retired in the next 3 years, make sure that anything that you would replace if you were staying there, just get it replaced. Get your house in the absolute tip-top selling condition, because then you're going to sell it for what it's worth and you're still going to sell it relatively quickly.
And you get to enjoy the improvements.
And you get to enjoy. You've heard me say this before, haven't you?
I'm living it right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. Me too. I change things and upgrade things. And even though they're not bad, they're not, I mean, there's nothing wrong with our countertops. They're perfectly good. It's just not what's in style anymore, right? So we take it out, put in what is in style. And it's just keeping the house up to date and keeping your asset as valuable as possible, because you've heard it. Your house is, in my opinion, your bank account that you are living in. So it's a huge asset and you want to protect it and let it continue to grow value. So if you ever say, oh my gosh, I wonder what we should do if we plan to sell this house 2 to 3 years from now, do not hesitate to call me and I will come over. I actually just did this for a adorable couple yesterday, and they said, you know, you sold my sister's house a few years back. She had a great experience. We're thinking about moving the same place she is, which is over at Forte Living. And she loves it. And they're thinking about going there. And they said, what do you think our house would be worth? And what do you think we need to do? So I met with them and, oh my gosh, we had such a nice visit. And they had a cool, cool house. I can't wait to put that baby on the listing. It's a A-frame kind of out in the country. And
oh, wow.
Really cool. But anyway, you know, we walked through the things that they should do. He took notes. And I will bet you that when it comes time to put that house on the market, everything on that list will have been taken care of.
And what you're telling me, too, though, is when you recommend those improvements, those are the kind of improvements that they're likely to recoup.
Oh, absolutely. 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 Recently, I had sold a big two-story, and it needed, in the worst way, carpet throughout the house, and it needed paint because the paint was still the 1991 fads. You know, the dark, dark red walls and the dark. I mean, I had them. I liked all of it back in the day because I had the same colors, but it's just not what people are buying now. So they spent a total of, let me get this straight, $18,000 to carpet and paint their entire two-story house, all three levels. And I will promise you, they sold that house for $40,000 more than they would have, and much, much, much quicker, because they sold it in a week. Okay?
That's called return on investment, people, right?
That is called return on investment, and it's called making a plan of action, not just putting the sign in the yard and crossing your fingers. Like, let's prepare. So sometimes I have to give really hard news. Like sometimes I have to say, hey, you guys, that caving in retaining wall is going to scare the bejesus out of any buyer that comes this way. Oh, we know it's been that way for 5 years and we've been meaning to take care of it and we just haven't gotten around to it. Well, unfortunately, now's when you have to, because the first thing that's going to come up on the inspection is that retaining wall is collapsing, and that's going to cost X number of dollars to fix. And then who knows, by that time, your buyer may have lost a little bit of their excitement about the house because of other things that were uncovered that might be more minor, but that might be just enough to push them over the edge and say, no, we don't want to ask them to do it. We just want to leave. We don't want to deal with this. We're done with this house.
Sure.
So you do really have to have your house. You're competing with a lot of houses, a lot more houses than we have seen in a long time.
So also, Robin, you're telling me that even if you were to say, yeah, I don't want to deal with it. I want to price my house to factor in this, these issues, that still might not work in your favor because people will look at it even with a discounted price and say, eh, I probably don't want to hassle.
And that's the case. And so with this couple that didn't really want to do the painting and the carpet, I showed them the comps both ways, with leaving it just the way it was or doing the work. And I said, you're probably going to be on the market anywhere from 90 to 120 days with these paint colors and the wore out carpet. And you're going to probably get this much, or you will probably sell in less than 30 days and get this much if you make the investment. So they're like, well, that's a no brainer. And it played out exactly the way, I mean, it sold in 7 days.
Awesome.
They were very happy.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Back with more with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM. So what else is in the market report, Robin?
Okay. So I told you with the houses that are active and pending, that adds up to 695, which seems like a lot of houses. But check out this. A total of 882 have closed in the last 6 months.
That's also higher than it's been in a while.
Yes, it is. So people are telling you how bad the market is. The market is fine. It's just that you have to understand the market. Like any market, you know, I'll see posts every once in a while from agents talking to other agents. The problem is not the market. The problem is your unwillingness to educate the sellers and buyers. The problem is your unwillingness to do the extra work. And it's very, very true. So, it is. Anyway, 882 contracts have closed in the last 6 months with a median sold price of $355. So when we look at it, surprise, surprise, 300 to 400 price range contains the highest number of sold listings. Okay. This is another kind of a interesting number. In the last 6 months, 201 listings did not sell. So 201 sellers said, I'm throwing in the towel. I give up. I'm taking my house off the market. It's just not meant to be. It's just not selling. And it's because it's just so different when they have to sit there for 6 months or 8 months or, you know, long times. You guys have been hearing me talk about the three listings I had on Weatherhill. There was a day when you had a listing on Weatherhill, that thing was going to sell so fast because there was a lineup to get up there, you know, but things change. They're all three sold, which is thrilling to me. Two of the three have closed and the other one is closing yet this month. So it took patience and it took open conversation and communication with the sellers to let them know what was going on in the market. And it wasn't anything to do with their house and they, you know, stuck with me. But some people don't. They either fire their realtor and they're sure that the next realtor is going to get it done, or they just say, it's not meant to be, we're just going to stay here. And a lot of times it's because those people just have unrealistic idea of what they're going to sell their house for, is what it comes down to.
And I imagine some of these homes might have some issues with them as well.
You know, sometimes, but I had a great listing that recently was one of these 201 that just said, we're done. We've been trying a long time to get our house sold and it's not sold. And Robin, we have nothing against you. It's just, we're done. We're tired out.
Okay.
So, and, I mean, they had a beautiful house. They're very meticulous. They were one of the people that had a caving in, retaining wall when I took on their listing. And I suggested that they have it replaced and they had it replaced. I mean, so they were super great to work with and, I think they just really were like, why in the world hasn't this household? And some days I really wish I had a crystal ball. It would be really helpful. I'll tell you that.
That would be incredibly frustrating.
And it's a lot of stress. You know, like, I can't speak for every realtor out there, but I will promise you, I take on the stress of every single one of my clients. So if I have a buyer who is stressed out because they haven't found what they're looking for yet and their lease is running out in 45 days, or I have a seller that says, oh my gosh, I want to get out of state. I want to get to my grandbabies, but this house hasn't sold. I take that stress on, and I don't do it because I can't help it. I do it because I care. You know, I care about these clients and their situations. So some days it's like, oh my gosh, this is a really stressful field, but it's not new. I've been at it for 26 years. So I've known this all along, and there's still a lot of, so much satisfaction, and the satisfaction clearly outweighs the stress, or I wouldn't still be doing it and still be loving it.
You know, the one number you threw out, it was the median sales price of 355, and that's that sweet spot now.
Mm-hmm.
Where that is really telling, and you always talk about the bank account you live in. It wasn't that many years ago that we were talking that sweet spot was between 200 and 300.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So that just shows how much.
And when I started doing the show with Rich, it was probably under 200. Like when I first started selling houses, starting prices were somewhere between 75 and 100. So, and that's 26 years ago, but
And my children, their generation, they don't believe us. But then again, my dad bought a house once for like $5,000.
My dad too. When I bought my new granite countertops in my new house 21 years ago when I had it built, the granite guys came to deliver it, and my dad was there. And he said, boy, these are nice. How expensive are these? And the guy had the invoice out, and it was like 51 or, I don't know, just over $5,000. And my dad goes, oh, my gosh, that's more than I paid for my house. You know, it's just hard to wrap your head around it.
It is. It's trending in the right direction.
Yes.
That's what I would say.
It just absolutely solidifies that the housing market is such a safe investment. And it's, you know, it's doubly valuable when you can live in, it's your shelter, right? It provides you a home, and you're earning your wealth, building your wealth at the same time. So yeah, I'm definitely not trying to say anything that discourages anyone from buying that house. Because for instance, the clients that I had that just gave up, and whether they try another agent or decide to stay there or decide to rent it, you know, whatever they do, I wish them nothing but the best. But I will tell you, if they look at what they bought that house for and what it's worth now, they've done great. So the whole picture is, it's still real estate is a really, really good arena to play in, for sure.
Well, I think most economists would agree that it is the key to acquiring wealth, even generational wealth.
Correct. And, you know, I talk about how we have all these houses and things are sitting longer on the market. They're still not sitting a long time, okay? So the ones that closed, the 200 to 300, there were 208 of those. They sat on the market 31 days. The 300 to 400, they sat on the market 25 days. The most was 500 to 600. They sat on the market 45 days. Same with 700 to 800, 45 days. 900 to a million sat on the market 131 days. 1,000,003 to 1,000,004 sat on the market for 124 days. And anything over 1,000,004 sat on the market for 144 days. Yeah. And I had one over 2 million, and that sat on the market for over a year. But the sellers at the end of the day were thrilled with the process, thrilled that it was sold, thrilled with what they got it for. And in that one, I was lucky enough to represent the buyer as well. And the buyer was equally thrilled. So it's like all that waiting and all that time was worth the end result, because everybody was happy. And like I said earlier, it's our job to prepare sellers what to expect. And I said, you guys have a super expensive house for our market. It's not going to be a quick sale. This is going to take a while. The right buyer is going to have to come along. And they said to me at the closing table, you told us this was not going to happen overnight and it was going to take a while, and it did, and it was worth the wait. So that's awesome. All you can do.
Once again, awesome news. All right, Robin, we have to take a break. Come right back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, here at Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It is Saturday morning, and that means we are chatting with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM, and we've been kind of combing through the data, the latest market report. Robin, is there more in the report we can talk about?
Well, yeah, I do want people to realize that things are really good in the real estate market here in Southeast Minnesota. Our average list, or median list to sales ratio for this area is 100%.
Okay.
So sellers are still getting what they're asking for their houses. Extra days on market isn't devaluing their house. Okay. Also, I said we have more listings than we've had in a long time. But that being said, we only have 3.1 months of inventory. In other words, nobody lists their house in the next 3 months. We completely run out of houses to sell. So 3 months is not exactly what we would call an excess of inventory.
Right.
So we know that there's still a big need for housing out there. I think this is interesting. In the last 30 days, so I talked about in the last 6 months, the median sale price was $355. In the last 30 days, the median sale price was $395. And the average days on market was 12 days. So don't listen to how bad the market is. We're in a very healthy real estate market, keeping very, very busy and loving every minute of it.
The difference is, it's just not, people have the expectation of what it was 4 or 5 years ago. It's not bad. It's back to a very healthy, normal market.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Like we've talked about, you can go in, you can ask for your inspection. After your inspection, if there are defects, you can ask for those defects to be taken care of. And it's just a deep breath. Take a deep breath. We don't have to, hey, you've got till 5 o'clock. All offers are due. There's 21 so far. Do you want to add to the stack? You know, those were some stressful times. All right. So do I have a few minutes to shout out a few new listings?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Well, since I'm doing the show this morning from Wabasha and it's picture perfect out and I'm in love with the Mississippi River and I took a long walk along it this morning, I will tell you that there were two Robin Gwaltney for sale signs within a block of each other right on Lawrence Boulevard. So right on the river. The first one is 118 Lawrence Boulevard East Wabasha. And that one is listed for $825,000. And it is a condo in those Big Joe Flower condos. It's got this one's not the condo. This one's a house. I'm getting them mixed up. This one is the house right on Lawrence Boulevard. It's just a couple doors down from downriver from the Eagle Center. Okay. And this one is 4 beds, 3 baths, 2,900 square feet. It has a 2-car garage, even though from the outside it looks like a 1-car, but it's a tandem garage. So there's room for 2 cars and a little more stuff, actually. And that one is $825,000. And there is an open house there tomorrow from 11 until 12:30.
All right.
Yep. And then the condo is the one that's $850. And that one is just over 2,000 square feet, 2 bedrooms, an office, and 3 baths. And that one is up on the 3rd floor with a gorgeous view out 3 sides of the building.
Oh, wow.
So if you want to live right on the Mississippi River, I've got those two options. And if you want water, but not right on the Mississippi River, down by the Pioneer Club, we listed one at 65272 140th Avenue. And that one is a two-bed, three-bath, 2,000 square feet, two-car garage, $650,000. You go right down your steps to your dock, and you're on the water. So all three of these have your own private dock. So if that's what you're looking for on this beautiful sunny summer day. But obviously we have all kinds of houses, all price ranges, all throughout Southeast Minnesota. So we can help you no matter what it is you're looking for.
That's fantastic. There's nothing like being by the river in the summer. I'll tell you that much.
Agreed.
All right, Robin. Any other news you can share for maybe a minute or two or?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah, this is kind of fun. Kelley Blue Book is now in the business of pricing houses.
The car book.
Yeah. Remember when you used to say how much, what are you selling your car for? I don't know about the Blue Book value.
Yeah.
Blue Book value is. Well, apparently now they've become specialists on pricing houses.
Oh, gosh.
There's other companies that have tried that, and they haven't really panned out to be that accurate. So hopefully Kelley Blue Book has a better handle on it. I'm not quite sure how they plan to use that.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I mean, I'm not disparaging them, but when it comes to the vehicles, they're just, it's a ballpark figure.
Well, and they are what they are. I mean, cars are cars, houses are houses. It's a little more complex, I would think.
Yeah.
But I guess it's something that it's probably a product that they'll sell to sellers who want to be for sale by owners, and so they'll get the Blue Book opinion on what their price is.
Well, I know, just for giggles once in a while, I will look at the other one, who I will not name.
Yes.
And it is so far off
exactly
on the valuation of my home, it's laughable.
Exactly, yeah. So I think best is just get in an experienced realtor who has priced and sold many, many houses to get a accurate evaluation of what your home is worth. And I'm happy to do that if you don't already have a relationship with another realtor.
All right. So how do they get a hold of Robin Gwaltney if they want to do that or talk about buying a house or selling a house?
Anything. Any question you might have that's real estate related, feel free to call me on my cell phone. And that number is 507-259-4926.
All right, Robin. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Robin. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.